The Athletic.
Hi folks, welcome to another episode of the Athletic FPL podcast. I'm Mark McGettigan, you'll find me on Twitter at FPL General. I'm recording this episode just after the games on Thursday night, which was a very enjoyable one for me as a Jota captainer and Ramsdale owner. The Martinelli red card wasn't ideal though. In this episode, I'll cover the Gaming 24 shoutouts, of which there are a lot of new members. Do a quick game week review, update the watch list, answer Twitter questions, and discuss captaincy and transfers for Game Week 25. It's a Saturday deadline, 11 a.m. UK time. It is, of course, a double game week for Manchester United and Brighton, while Chelsea and Arsenal don't feature in this game week. If you'd like to become an Athletic subscriber, use the following link, theathletic.com/FPL pod, to avail of the latest discount offer for new subscribers. In doing so, you'll get ad-free versions of this podcast. Starting with the shout-outs, welcome to the 59th Minute Club. This could take a while. Saïd Benrahma from West Ham, Andre Gomez from Everton, Pierre-Emile Højbjerg from Tottenham, Roberto Firmino at Liverpool, Patson Daka and Boubacar Samari at Leicester. Tonight, during those two games, it looked like there was two double substitutions. I wasn't watching the games at the time, but my Twitter mentions exploded. My phone nearly jumped out of my pocket. Two double substitutions in each game. So the two Leicester guys went off on 59. Firmino and Curtis Jones also went off on 59 for Liverpool. But crucially, I go by the FPL website and they have to have 59 beside their name, and for some reason Curtis Jones has 58, so I need to go back and watch the footage of that. It's going to be a steward's inquiry to see whether Curtis Jones was in fact a 58 or a 59. So for now, I'm not going to welcome him to the club. I'll double check it after the podcast recording and I'll come back to him next week. So six new members, possibly seven. That is definitely the most that has ever happened in one single game week. Keep an eye on those clocks again at the weekend, and as always, make sure you tag me in a tweet if you see them. A couple of notable mentions in terms of minutes, having looked at them all. Emi Buendia was very, very close. 58 minutes, went off with an injury. A couple of Manchester City midfielders worth mentioning, just to monitor their minutes more than anything else. Grealish and Gundogan. Grealish got just 23 from the bench, while Gundogan got 19. Phil Foden was taken off after 70 minutes. Foden's been quite disappointing for owners. Should really have a lot more attack and returns at this stage. In terms of forwards, Ronaldo, what a frustrating player he has been to own. 22 minutes from the bench. Hopefully he does something in the double game week before we all sell him. João Pedro was on the bench for Watford, just 13 minutes. And Edouard at Crystal Palace. I talked him up a lot last week. Apologies if you brought him in off the back of what I was saying. I thought it was a good move to get rid of a Watford striker last week and bring in Edouard. I was as shocked as anyone to see him on the bench. We know there's a lot of rotation at Crystal Palace, but I was very surprised to see Edouard on the bench for that one. And again, there's just so much competition for places in the Palace attack. You know, Zaha, Olise, Ayew, there's lots and lots of options there. So again, Edouard, as you'll see, gone from the watch list probably for the fifth or sixth time already this season. A quick review of how Game Week 24 went for me. I ended up using one free transfer on Bernardo Silva out to Bruno Fernandes. Felt good to finally sell Bernardo, but obviously Bruno didn't do anything, and I rolled the second free transfer. I was very, very close to getting Kevin De Bruyne instead of Bruno Fernandes, and I would have captained Kevin De Bruyne, which I was regretting after, you know, regretting it before the Liverpool game. But Jota getting his two goals now has kind of cushioned the blow on that one. So I've got two free transfers for the weekend. Finished on 78 points, got me a green arrow from 18k to 14k. So progress of 4,000 places. Hopefully before long, I'll be back in the top 10,000. The good and the bad. The good, Jota captain 32, beautiful returns from him. Jared Bowen with 11, Ramsdale with 9. Ramsdale's been probably my hero of the season. Cancelo with 7, Trent and Dawson with six. So the Dawson six-pointer was very satisfying because I fought off the urge to sell Alonso and I was going to get Dallo. And obviously that would have been a bad transfer. Dallo would have got me 2 points. So I played Dawson instead, got the six, played Dawson over King. I put King on my bench and I've got the two free transfers now as well. So patience paid off on that one. The bad blanks for Bruno and Ronaldo again. Rafinha, despite Leeds scoring 3 goals. Martinelli's red card, bit of a spanner because I was looking forward to having him for the double game week 26. I think he'll miss one of those games because I think there is a cup game that he'll miss. I need to double check that. I didn't have time before the recording, but as far as I know, Martinelli will only have one game in double game week 26 now. Mikel Antonio as well, another blank. I mean, it's blanks every week for Mikel Antonio. I put a tweet out this week, yesterday I think it was, the year is 2029 and Mikel Antonio is still on my fantasy team because he had a fantastic start to the 2021-22 campaign. So I think anyone who's with me who still has him, he has to go soon. Just all these double game weeks, you know, we're probably going to be focusing on our transfers in midfield and defence. So Antonio is going to survive a little bit longer, but I can't wait to sell him. It's a bit like Bernardo Silva now. I'm looking forward to when that day finally comes. A watch list update now. First of all, players removed. 8 Nuri at Wolves because he was on the bench in the game week. Had him on the watch list with a view to double gaming 26, but I don't see myself buying any Wolves players. I know they've got good defensive numbers this season, but I'm not in a mad rush to go and buy any of them. So 8 Nuri is gone because of rotation risk now. Also removed 2 Leicester players just because doesn't feel like a good time to invest in Leicester with the issues they're having. Madison and Daka gone from the watch list. Buendia is gone as well because number one, he picked up an injury, and also there's a very obvious Aston Villa midfielder to go for over Buendia. There's actually 2. There's Ramsey and there's Coutinho. Coutinho is the one who is very high on my shopping list now. So Buendia out of the picture because of those other 2 Aston Villa midfielders. A couple of other strikers removed. I mentioned Edward. He's gone. Just not going to go there. Not going to go through the frustration that his owners went through this week. And Chris Wood, also from Newcastle, gone from the watch list because if you're buying a Newcastle forward, it's got to be the exciting Saint-Maximin. Looked really, really good again in the most recent fixture. Players added to the watch list, 2 Newcastle players. Newcastle are back on the menu for FPL. Kieran Trippier, great free kick, taking lots of set pieces. 5 million, I think his price is. He did pick up a knock in the game as well, so that's one to monitor. But I think if Newcastle continue to improve, we could see Trippier becoming a popular FPL pick between now and the end of the season. So he's on the watch list for the first time in a couple of years. Ryan Fraser, I had to think about his first name there. It's been that long since I talked about Ryan Fraser. I hope I'm getting that right now. Yeah, that is Ryan. Used to play for Bournemouth under Eddie Howe. Seems to be pretty nailed as first choice under him now at Newcastle as well. Got himself 2 assists, I think it was, in that victory over Everton. So nice cheap midfielder, Fraser, if you're looking in that price bracket. So one to keep an eye on. Again, like Trippier, could become an option for us in the near future. Riyad Mahrez added to the watch list as well. I was surprised looking at his numbers, how good his returns have been recently. There's lots of 0 minute appearances. I think there's 3 or 4 0 minutes in the last 9-10 games. But the games where he has played, I think in his last 5 starts, he scored in every one of them. And he's got quite a few assists in there as well. So Mahrez has been ticking along very nicely. And if he continues to get the starts or 0 minutes, which is probably unlikely, you know, the time to get on Mahrez was obviously a couple of weeks ago. But definitely one I'm interested in. Takes those penalties as well, which is obviously very attractive. So he's on the watch list. Might be the first time he's on the watch list this season as well. Couple of other players added. Wilfred Zaha, back from the African Cup of Nations, scored a great goal. We won't talk about his penalty miss, but you know, could still have them because it was just a bit of a slip. So again, removed Edward and added Zaha. So if I was going to buy a Palace player now, it would be Gallagher or Zaha. Pogba added as well, but more for other people as a differential. I've got Bruno, I've got Ronaldo. I won't be looking to triple up on the United attack, but Pogba, if you can't quite afford the likes of Bruno, I like Pogba as a short-term punt for the double game week. And finally, a man that I think a lot of us didn't hear of ever about 2 weeks ago, but a player I think will be in a lot of FPL teams very soon. Wout Weghorst at Burnley. They have now got a double game week in 26 and 27. They play Liverpool this week, obviously not the time to go there, but I thought Weghorst was very impressive in his performance at the weekend, or midweek I should say, got the assist for Rodriguez's goal, and his all-round performance against Manchester United was really good. He's a handful, and I think he'll get goals. So we talked about Antonio earlier. I think a lot of people are going to do Antonio to Weghorst for the double-double for Burnley, and I may do so myself. Bit of fun, player who's got four games over two game weeks. Surely he outscores Antonio at the very least.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Time to tackle some Twitter questions now. The first one is from Mr. AVB. Is it worth buying Bruno for the double game week or going straight to Salah? So my short answer here is I always favour the double game week player, even if it means going without the top goal scorer in the league, arguably best player in the world, for one more game week when he plays Burnley. So I will always favour a Bruno Fernandes who has a double game week over a Mohamed Salah who has a single game week. So I think what you do is you buy Bruno and then you make the switch in double game week 26 when Salah has his double. Now we know, we see it over and over again. It wouldn't surprise me to see Salah outscore Bruno in this double game week for Manchester United, but I'm going to back the player who is likely to play 180 minutes. Champions League is back next week, but Manchester United don't play till the following game week. So I don't have any concerns over Bruno getting benched in any of these two fixtures, even though it is, I think it's Saturday, Tuesday for the Manchester United double game week, but I think Bruno will be okay. So yeah, Bruno for me over Salah. But if you think you want to just get Salah back in, you know, go that way. There's no right or wrong answer to this question. And certainly, I only watched the last 20 to 30 minutes of the Liverpool game tonight, and Salah came on. You know, he was one of those 59th minute substitution replacements. So he played for 30 minutes and he was pretty hot, you know, hit the crossbar, had another very good chance and was very close to getting an assist as well. So he could have had a 10 plus pointer easily tonight in just 30 minutes. So he could go big against Burnley. But for me, easy for me to say because I'm already on Bruno, but I still think if I was buying one or the other this week, I always get, you know, suckered into the double game weeks. And when it's a good player like Bruno playing for a decent side, Manchester United, I'm not going to say we're a good side, but it's not like you're buying, you know, a Josh King or a Dennis here. You're buying a Bruno Fernandes, a Rolls Royce of a player, and hopefully he has another big double game week like he did earlier when I didn't own him. So yeah, Bruno over Salah for me, and then Salah will come back in game week 26, most likely for the triple captain chip. Question from Josh Paxman. What are your thoughts on bench boost in game week 26 over triple captain Salah? So yeah, I think I'm going to triple captain Salah, but that's mainly because my bench is not very well set up for a bench boost. I do have Foster who has a double game week, but I've got Dawson and Livramento who don't, and I don't really want to go making, you know, minus fours and minus eights to replace the likes of Dawson and Livramento to play a bench boost when I can just play the triple captain on Salah and play the bench boost later. But I think there are a lot of teams out there that are very well set up for a bench boost in 26, and I think if you are, I think you should go for it and just use the triple captain at another time. I think the triple captain chip, like all the chips, it's overvalued. You've got to remember, if you don't triple captain Salah and you captain him, you're only missing out on 1/3 of his points. So if Salah scores 30 points for triple captainers, you know, you're going to get 20 as a regular captainer. So it's not huge. You would lose 10 points in that scenario. Hopefully it will be more because it's a double game week with two very nice fixtures. But I think if your team is very well set up, in particular, if you've got two good goalkeepers with double game weeks, for example, Ramsdale and someone else, you know, who's a good goalkeeper. I think the goalkeeper position is the most important one on a bench boost, your second goalkeeper, that is. And then if you can get, you know, a couple of guys that have two fixtures, I think Game Week 26 is a very good time to use it. And I always say the most attractive thing about using a bench boost a little bit earlier than others is you get rid of it, and then you can focus on your starting 11 for the rest of the season, pump all your cash into the 11. You don't have to worry about carrying dud players for a future bench boost. So absolutely, Game Week 26 bench boost is on for those managers who are well set up for it. And even, you know, I said I'm not keen on taking a couple of hits for it. That's mainly because I'm just going to keep it simple and triple captain Salah. If you need to take a -4, -8 to play that bench boost, I think that's absolutely fine as well. Question from Vivek. Is this a good time to wildcard? Because I don't have Salah and I've got a few players I'm not happy with. Yeah, I think the key thing I'm taking away from that question is you're not happy with your squad. And when you get to a point where you're not happy with your squad, you shouldn't really overthink it too much. If you're not happy with it, if you're not enjoying FPL because of what your team looks like at the moment, just play the wild card and make yourself happy again, and don't overthink it too much. There is quite a few people who, you know, are in a scenario now where maybe you're carrying two Watford strikers, maybe a couple of Chelsea players. I think it's an absolutely fine time to wildcard. We've got plenty of information now, and we do know which teams later still have extra fixtures to make up. So yeah, I think it's absolutely fine to play a wildcard now if you feel like your squad needs it. Wildcard's not in my thoughts because I'm quite happy with the way things are going. I feel like I've managed my squad well recently. You know, I'm probably going to use one free transfer this week and roll again. Leaves me quite flexible for double Game Week 26. So my wildcard is looking like it's going to be probably sometime after Game Week 30 at this stage. Question from FPL Oman. Oman, very nice country. I was lucky enough to visit a couple of years ago. What's the plan to bring Salah back if I have KDB and Bruno? So if you don't have Salah this week and you've got De Bruyne and Bruno, I would do absolutely nothing. I would keep Bruno for a double, and I would keep Kevin De Bruyne for Norwich as well. And this is one of the reasons I didn't buy KDB last week, was because I didn't want to be in this scenario. Kevin De Bruyne obviously would have been great to have his points from the weekend, but I didn't want to be in a scenario then. The plan would always have been KDB to Bruno this week because Bruno has a double, but I would find it extremely difficult to sell Kevin De Bruyne. I think 6 of the last 8 game weeks he's played in, he's returned points, and it's Norwich, so it's a very good fixture. Obviously, I don't think Norwich is as good a fixture as it was earlier in the season under Daniel Farke. I think Dean Smith is doing a pretty decent job there. He's tightened them up quite a lot defensively, but it's still Kevin De Bruyne and it's Manchester City. So if I was a De Bruyne owner and he just returned for me, in particular if he was my captain and he did well, I think I would just keep him and forego Bruno, because you know I've got Bruno and Ronaldo, but I can't say I'm overly confident of a huge return from them on recent Manchester United performances. So I think I would just keep KDB, keep Bruno, and then go to Salah the following game week from one of those players. Going to put the next two questions together because they are related. One is from FPL Mahir, who asks about Weghorst and Corne. Which of those two should we target for Burnley's double-double? And FPL Josh asks, is Antonio to Weghorst the best move? So, yeah, I think we can't really ignore Burnley when it's a double-double. You know, like I said, 4 fixtures in 2 game weeks, chances are they're going to do decent, even, you know, just the appearance points alone. That's 8 points in 2 game weeks for them if they start the games and they get over 60 minutes. Weghorst and Corney, obviously the 2 best attacking options. I like Nick Pope as an option as well. Fabio Borges, one of the best managers in the world, pulled off a masterstroke a couple of game weeks back when he brought in Nick Pope for a double game week for a 19-pointer to fire him up towards the top 1K. So yeah, Nick Pope's an option if you're looking for a new goalkeeper. This is obviously not this game week because they're playing Liverpool. It's the week after. Then they've got the double game week 26, double game week 27. Weghorst, I think, is a very good option because he's got the double-double and because there's still a severe lack of strikers in FPL this season. Corney he's very injury prone. I think he hobbled off again in the midweek, so we need to keep an eye on that one. So I think Weghorst is a safer one because those fitness concerns put me off Corney a little bit. So I'm probably going to take a punt on Weghorst for Antonio. I'll probably keep Antonio a little bit longer because I'm focusing my transfers in defence and midfield at the moment. Once it gets double game week 26, I think Antonio to Weghorst is going to be a very popular transfer, and I think I'll be jumping on that bandwagon myself. It'll be good to finally sell Antonio, and then we all know what happens after that. Question from Ishank. Should we replace Foden with Coutinho? And is Dalot a good option going forward as a fifth defender? I'll touch on Dalot first of all. I was thinking about getting him for Alonso last week. That's still an option for me this week. I think my transfer this week is going to be Alonso out, but I don't think it's going to be Dalot in now. I find it very hard to trust Manchester United for clean sheets. And I always have that slight doubt in my mind that Wan-Bissaka could get one game of the double game week, and then it's a bit of a dud transfer. So I'm probably looking maybe Cucurella from Brighton. He's more likely, I think, to play both games in a double game week. And I've got as much faith in Brighton defensively as I do Manchester United, possibly even more. So then if I'm thinking Dalot, you know, I should probably be looking to buy a Brighton defender instead if I've got more faith in them as a defensive unit at the moment. So I like the way the question was phrased. Is Dalot a good option as a fifth defender? I think absolutely yes, he is. But the way in my squad, I'm looking for a third choice defender to go alongside Trent and Cancelo. And at the moment, for me, Cucurella is winning that over Dalot. But if it's, you know, if I was selling Dawson or Livermento, then I think Dalot's a very good option at a similar price point. It does take up a Manchester United spot as well. I still think the best Manchester United triple up is probably De Gea, Bruno and Ronaldo for this double game week. The question about Foden, should we replace him with Coutinho if we own him? I think there's a strong case to do so. Coutinho has a good chance to be the talisman at Aston Villa now on recent evidence. We know with Manchester City, goals always get spread around, and Foden seems to be not getting his fair share of them in recent times. Champions League back soon, which could be increased rotation for the Manchester City assets. Coutinho will play every week. So yeah, I think there is a strong case to be made for going from Foden to Coutinho, but I would keep Foden for Norwich and then maybe do it after that. Question from Jimmy. What do you think about Rafinha, Watkins and Antonio? Should I keep or sell them? I think Antonio is clearly a sell now. The only reason he survives is because we're making transfers elsewhere. First chance I get, I will be selling. Watkins, disappointing for owners because Villa scored 3 goals and he got nothing. I still think he's okay to keep because Villa have good fixtures, but I think my patience will get short with him pretty quickly if he continues to disappoint. Again, you know, where do you go from Watkins is the question. You probably keep him for this week. If he disappoints, you maybe go to Wakehorse then for the Burnley double game weeks. And Rafinha, I think, is a keep. Again, disappointing. Rafinha didn't get any returns in a 3-goal game for Leeds, but they've got the double game week coming up soon as well. Although the fixtures are tricky, I'm still hopeful that Rafinha can do the business over these next couple of fixtures. So keep Rafinha for now. Keep Watkins maybe one more week and then reassess. And Antonio, sell him whenever the chance presents itself. Question from FPL Joltian. Which 5 players should we be targeting for double game week 26? So I think the 5 must-haves for the double game week 26, which is a couple of game weeks away yet, is Mohamed Salah, easy choice, Trent Alexander-Arnold. Those are the 2 must-haves. I'm going to put Ramsdale as number 3. The 4th and 5th picks then come down to Kane or Son. I think you should look to get 1 Tottenham attacker for their double game week, even though one of the games is against City. I think the other one's against Burnley. And I think Tottenham have got decent fixtures after the double game week as well. And then the 5th choice, I think a Burnley player. So I think Weghorst is my number 1 choice. I would say Weghorst and Nick Pope joint first picks when it comes to Burnley. And then fitness dependent. If he plays this game week and he looks okay, then Corney becomes an option as well. So Salah, Trent, Ramsdale, a Spurs attacker and 1 Burnley player. Final question is from Craig Smith. Edward benched again. Should I admit that I got it wrong and cut my losses, or should I hold him for the good run of fixtures and have faith that he will return? Yeah, Edward owners are in a pickle now because, you know, he was on the bench for the last game. To me, that suggests I would expect him to start against Brentford, but again, I expect him to start last week. So it's hard to know, you know, how Patrick Vieira is going to approach this situation with quite a few strikers to choose from. You know, I don't think Benteke even got any minutes. He's got Mateta to choose from. You know, a lot of those kind of wingers he's got, the likes of Ayew and stuff, can play up front as well. So there's one spot there for Edward and quite a few others. Brentford next, and then the double game week for Crystal Palace is Chelsea and Watford, followed by Burnley. So I think I would be inclined to give him the Brentford game. If he starts great, then you've got the confidence to keep him for the double game week. But obviously, if he doesn't start this week, it's probably time to let him go. I think given that it's Brentford, if it was a difficult fixture this week, I'd probably look to move away. But again, give him this week, and then you've got the Burnley out next week for Wakehurst, if you fancy it, if Edouard doesn't start in this one. Captaincy for double game week 25. As usual, when it is a double game week, I find it very hard to look past the double game week teams. Bruno Fernandes locked in to be my captain. I've got Ronaldo, but I don't think it's much of a contest at the moment. Ronaldo's been really disappointing, hasn't been passing the eye test. I just think Bruno is the better player at the moment and he looks sharper. I think he's the better FPL prospect at present. So I'm going to captain Bruno, going to back my eye test. Hopefully both of them do well, but I'm going to back Bruno to outscore Ronaldo. I think if you own David De Gea, he's worth consideration for captaincy as well. If you think United can keep at least one, if not two, clean sheets. The fixtures for United in the double game week are two home games against Southampton and Brighton. Other captaincy options, you could go for a Brighton double game week player. Again, goalkeeper is probably as good as any of them. Sanchez, Cucurella, if you fancy something different. Their fixtures are against Watford and Manchester United. Both of those are away games. I think the United guys are better triple captains. Sorry, not triple captains. Slip of the tongue there. Better captains than the Brighton guys. Keep that triple captaincy up for Salah or somebody else later. Although, I think I had a question a few days ago. Someone asked me, if they're going to bench boost in 26, what about triple captain this game week? And I think it's probably fine if you're confident that someone like Bruno is going to do well in this double game week, then why not triple captain him if you're not going to use it on Salah in 26? Single game week captaincy options. Mohamed Salah against Burnley, always a very good option. Kevin De Bruyne against Norwich, again, another very good option. Is there a chance Kevin De Bruyne is on the bench this week with Champions League midweek? I guess there is. My guess is that he will start that game though. Jared Bowen, captaincy option against Leicester. Tottenham play Wolves. I don't like that fixture for captaincy because Wolves are usually pretty good defensively. So for me, Manchester United, I think, is the place to go for captaincy this week. Bruno is my number one choice. Probably reluctantly put Ronaldo number two and then David De Gea number three. If you fancy differential, plenty of options there for a one-week punt. Pogba, Sancho, Rashford, quite a few options there. Maybe even Dalot if you fancy him to start both games. Game week 25 transfers. I've got two frees. Alonso is definitely going to go. The options are Dalot, Cucurella. I could even, instead of Cucurella, could get Veltman if I want to go very cheap with Brighton, but I'm not 100% convinced that Veltman is nailed. I think he is. I think he will start both games. But I was having a look at the FA Cup lineup from the weekend. I think Cucurella played, from the live score app I looked at, Veltman didn't start. Cucurella played as a left centre-back and Solimarch as a left wing-back. Now, that was just going by live score, so maybe they had that wrong. But Veltman certainly wasn't in the 11. I think he came on maybe for the second half. I do think he will play, but I do like the security of starts with Cucurella. He's more exciting as well, gets forward well, does well in the BPS, and I like his hair. Not a good reason to buy an FPL asset, but he looks the part. So yeah, I'm leaning towards Cucurella now over Dalot for the reasons mentioned earlier, and I'm pretty sure I'll roll my second transfer again like I did last week because I want flexibility in 26. And my early thoughts for 26 would be sell the Manchester United guys, Bruno and Ronaldo, bring in Salah and bring in Kane. But having two free transfers, it leaves things flexible because if I don't want Kane, maybe I want Son, maybe I could take a minus four, make three moves, bit of a rejig and get Son instead of Kane. But yeah, that is the plan. Cucurella in for Alonso, and then sell the United guys in 26 for Salah and Kane. So let's see if that changes with Friday's press conferences. If you enjoy the podcast and would like to support me as a full-time FPL content creator, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/FPLgeneral, or you can just Google FPL General Patreon and you'll find it. For the price of a coffee a month, you can support a guy living his dream. Best of luck for Double Gaming 25, folks. Bruno and Ronaldo better do the business. I'll be back next week to preview Double Game Week 26. Not 100% sure yet. Usually I record a podcast on a Tuesday in a normal game week, but with the Champions League back next week, I'll see how things go. I might hold off and record maybe Thursday morning, let the Champions League games play out. So it'll either be a Tuesday podcast with a Friday podcast, or maybe just a Thursday podcast. So keep an eye on my Twitter for updates on that one.
The Athletic.